Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 30th edition. Have an 8-game slate on tap for you tonight. Should be a fun one. It was a wild one on Wednesday night. We saw some late fireworks on the West Coast. The Angels and Mariners combined for 17 runs. The Giants walk it off 7-6. Four home runs by the Giants, six home runs total in AT&T Park. It is wild what happens when you close those archways and that ball just starts flying out of San Francisco. Yes, the bouncy ball's there. I know everyone's saying the bouncy ball, but they had the bouncy ball last year. That ball's flying because they made a few changes there. So keep that in mind. Pretty wild stuff there in SF as we go forward in that scenario. But we had some aces go last night. We had some interesting pitching tonight. Some prices that'll make you kind of scratch your head like usual on DraftKings. But I got four pitchers we're going to be targeting. There's some great spots to target bats. We're looking at whether the New York Yankees-Baltimore game, but if the Yankees needed any more help on Thursday night, it's supposed to be very, very hot in the 90s, mid-90s. It feels well over 100, very humid. Chance of rain late in the night, but I think they'll be fine because by then the Yankees should have about 12 runs and 7 home runs. So they should just be going to pound town tonight. John Means making his return this season after his arm fatigue. So we should see how that goes for Mr. Means. Light rain chances in Atlanta between the Rays and the Braves. But just keep an eye on that. Weather could be fickle. Going to be kind of warm throughout the Midwest, but not too crazy. When we're looking at totals on this 8-game slate, Yankees at Orioles, 10.5. Indians, Twins, 8.5. Red Sox, Mets, 9.5. Royals, Tigers, 10. Rays, Braves, 8.5. Dodgers, D-backs, 9.5. Mariners, Angels, 9.5. And waiting on that Padres, Giants, because the Giants are going to go opener and then Kevin Gausman. So there's no total yet on that one. So I mentioned I got four pitchers I like. Obviously, if there's 8 games, there's 16 pitchers to choose from. But J.A. Happ at the Orioles for 10-4, not paying it. I understand the matchup with the Orioles. I kind of like the Orioles as a little part of a stack in that game. I mentioned the weather is going to be very offensively good tonight. The Orioles will be in play in this matchup. Berrios versus Cleveland. Berrios was a disaster his last time out. He's 10,200. It could be a nice GPP play, but I'm not paying up for that against Cleveland, who's hot and cold, but has that offense that can bang in a ballpark that can be lively. So I'll be passing on that one. I got Shane Bieber at Minnesota for 9,800 bucks. As much as I like Biebs, I'm not playing him unless you want to get real weird in the GPP. That Minnesota lineup is no joke. The Yadier only scored 3 runs last night off Ponce de Leon in the bullpen, but Bieber could shut him down, no doubt. In a GPP, 100% cool with Shane Bieber. No problem there at all. But he's not one of my top targets tonight, not by a chance. I'd rather go to $9,200 to Donaldson Lamet at the San Francisco Giants. I did mention it's a livelier ballpark. That is, there's no sugarcoat in that situation. But when you look at the Giants tonight on this slate, they're facing Lamet. The Giants strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Lefty's 309, righty's 308 versus Lamet. Lamet's always been a location thing and control thing because he's very, very effective with that fastball slider combo. We saw it in his first game of the year, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks versus the Arizona Diamondbacks with 26 DraftKings points. Really, really great spot again against the Giants tonight. Paddock struggled. There's no sugarcoat in that. Gave I think it was 2 runs through 5. Left with the lead. The Padres were up 6-2 at one point in time, but their bullpen just imploded. So we'll see how that goes tonight. But Donaldson Lamet, very much a good target at 9,200. I'll be passing on Max Fried at 89 between chances of weather. And that Tampa Bay offense is sneaky, folks. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. So I'll be passing on Mr. Max Fried. I'll go to Ross Stripling, 8,400 bucks at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Stripling looked phenomenal his first time out. Most importantly, he went 7 innings and 92 pitches. So he stretched out. He can go to 100-plus, no problem. He faced the Giants, 7 innings, 4 earned, 4 hits, 1 earned, 7 Ks for almost 30 DraftKings points. I want those guys that are stretched out. Lamet went 5, so he can go 5, at least 5. We know that, if not more. Stripling, he went 92 pitches. He's going 100. So give me that matchup. This Arizona team really, really struggling right now. Team total of 4.2 tomorrow. Striking out almost 22% of the time versus righties. Lefties 279, righties 297 versus Stripling. But their big offense yesterday came against the Rangers bullpen. Lance Lynn shut them down. They've been just struggling against everybody right now. So I'll take my chances there with Stripling at $8,400 in that matchup. Right below him, Dylan Bundy, 82. Yeah, Seattle went off last night. A lot of it also against that Halo bullpen. But Bundy did what a lot of us in the preseason thought he would do. He started using the slider a lot more effective. He got 7 strikeouts and 6 2/3, 3 hits, 1 earned, 0 walks through 90 pitches. So he should be ready to rock and roll in this matchup. That was at Oakland against a good Oakland A's team. The Seattle team's been pesky, but team total of 3.6, lowest on the slate at the moment. Giants will probably be a little lower than that. And the Mariners team is striking out 26% of the time last season versus righties. Bundy in a phenomenal spot at that price point at $8,200. I'll be all aboard the Dylan Bundy train. The only other guy I'm looking at here, like Robbie Ray, $7,100 in a GPP, I could see as an option. I'm not going to go run the play, but I could see that an option. The guy I'm looking at, and I'm curious to see what his ownership is going to be, because he was ridiculous his first time out. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks, 80 pitches for 18.3 points at the Cleveland Indians. In his major league debut was Brady Singer. Tonight, he's at Detroit. And yes, we know how that goes. Detroit been putting up some runs from time to time, but they've also faced Danny Duffy and things along those lines. They're built to face lefties much more than righties. They struck out 26% of the time versus righties last season. You had C.J. Cron, Jonathan Scope, guys that will strike out versus righties as well. Lefties hit .289. Righties didn't get a hit off of Brady Singer in his debut. So this is a big-time play here for Brady at $6,800. Good value play. I'm guessing he's going to be quite popular this evening, but I don't care. I'm going to find my way to differentiate with bats. I'm going to try to stick to my guns with these four pitchers. Like I mentioned, you can go with the Bieber in a GPP if you feel like it. You can go with the Robbie Ray in a GPP if you feel like it. You can make arguments for like a Max Fried or, as well, but I'm going to stick to my guns here. Give me Denelson Lamet at 92. Give me Stripling at 84. Give me Bundy at 82. And give me Brady Singer at 68. Those will be the four pitchers I'll be looking to target tonight and then load up on them bats. That's the game plan for this Thursday night action. If you can give a rating review on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it for the podcast. MLB DFS Quick Hits, we'd appreciate it. You can find it on all your listening platforms, but iTunes is the one they track with that information. Would help out a ton. You can also find my written work over at rotoballer.com for the season. This podcast is on their YouTube feed as well, so go check that out at rotoballer.com. Get a premium package. Use promo code Bubba for 10% off at rotoballer.com. All right, the bats on this slate, catcher's position. Christian Vasquez, interesting for Steven Matz at 45. Matz has been sneaky good. Vasquez, very good. I'm not a big fan of paying up for the catchers for the most part. Like Gary Sanchez at 49 is not bad. But Vasquez, if I am paying up, I'm paying up for Vasquez at 45. That'd be something I'd be quite interested in that matchup. Travis d'Arnaud made his return to action last night after having COVID and being out for a little while. 1-for-3 on that one. So he's in play, but I'd rather Vasquez at 45 or most likely just save some cash. Drop down below the 4K range. Tyler Flowers is back as well. So something to keep in mind in those that action there. But going down below, you can definitely save some cash in this situation. Like a Wilson Ramos at 3,100 versus Martin Perez is outstanding. Martin Perez, we know, not good, folks. Not good at all. This Mets team's actually been hitting the ball pretty, pretty good. They have a team total of 5.3. Lefties, 261. Righties, 352 versus Martin Perez. So a guy like Wilson Ramos, very much live in this one. A few others to take a peek at below 3K. You're going to get some value at the catcher's position tonight, most likely. In this action, Alex Avila got the start last night. I doubted this tonight. I'm not looking to target Bieber, but he's there. The guy you're going to want, again, I know he kind of laid an egg last night, but just the price point is worth every bit of upside. And Salvi Perez still is $2,600 for Ivan Nova. Like, that's just too cheap for the scenario and play. That's a good one. If Austin Barnes gets to start for the Dodgers, he's 25 against Robbie Ray. I'd still rather have Salvi Perez, but that's definitely an option. Down below, if Max Stassi gets to start for the Angels with the lefty Marco on the mound, Stassi could get to start. They maybe give Castro the day off. Stassi's 2,300 versus Marco Gonzalez, another guy you can take a peek at down below there. And then check your lineups. There's always a couple more that even show up down below. There's some bad catchers on these expanded rosters. But Salvi being too cheap still against Ivan Nova is just a DraftKings asleep at the wheel. I know the Royals team total of 5.3, fifth best on the slate. Lefties 353, righties 349 off Nova last season. We know what you can do with Evan Nova. You wear him down, you can take him to Pound Town. Very, very simple stuff there. Thanks for joining us, Caleb. Much appreciated, my man. All right, let's head to the first base position. Big meat, Pete. 5,100 versus Martin Perez. Very, very strong spot here. I mentioned the Yankees-Orioles game. The Yankees will be super popular. The Mets will be a very nice pivot against Martin Perez. Very good spot there. If you go down farther, though, in the pricing, you look at guys like Jose Martinez, probably not going there, but Shohei Ohtani, it is a lefty on the mound, $4,400. He's first base outfield eligible. He went deep last night. That bat is legit. So if you want a low-owned first base play in a lefty-lefty matchup before the Mariners bullpen, Shohei's interesting. Luke Voit had the night off last night. Should be back in the lineup versus the lefty means. He's $4,200. It'll be a cheaper piece than normal of that Yankees offense. So keep an eye on Luke Voit and his situation there. Few others to peek around at. Will Myers continues to rake. He's $3,600. Stole a bag last night. Homered the night before. Myers at 36. Very much in play. First base outfield eligible. Eric Hosmer continues to be day-to-day. He's got a stomach bug or something. He's $3,500. If Hosmer cracks the lineup, I'm all about it. He's just a little beat up, so keep an eye on that. If you want to attack Berrios, Carlos Santana, only $3,500, is very, very cheap. I understand the love for Berrios. I get it. But Indians, 4.25 team total. Their offense is very, very hot and cold. But if they can go off against Berrios, like we saw the White Sox go off against Berrios, you're going to have a nice GPP stack. And Carlos Santana at $3,500 is, if you want to take that gamble, a very solid GPP look with the Indians. The cheaper options you have, usual on the slate, like Evan White versus Bundy at 3K. I'm loving using Bundy tonight, but if you want to be contrarian, Evan White's a decent look in that scenario. And then, like, Jake Lamb will probably get the start at 26 for Stripling, not running to play that at all. So not a ton of initial first base, like, cheapies like we've had the last few nights. Second base position, you got Ozzy Albies, lefty-lefty. Albies a switch hitter, sorry. Loves mashing lefties. He's 5,600. Like, Gleyber Torres, everyone wanted to play him last night. Big, big dud. But 5,100 versus Means, you can go right back to that well. No questions asked on that one. Going down, like DJ LeMahieu leading off, had a big night last night. Homer, drove in some more runs, $4,400, a great price tag. Second base, third base eligible. You should be getting DJ LeMahieu in a lot of your lineups tonight. Really good spot there at second base position. Whit Merrifield at 41 is another really solid second base play, second base outfield. So LeMahieu and Merrifield, multi-position eligible, both solid plays at their price points. Very solid plays. Mauricio Dubon had the night off last night, so keep an eye on that. Tyler Wade, he's 3,600, second base outfield. He came in late as a replacement in that blowout for the Yankees. If he cracks the lineup, $3,600, nice cheap piece there. Usually bats like ninth, but can steal some bags, score some runs, get you a little upside. Hanser Alberto, $3,600, hits lefties very, very well. It's one of those Orioles I was talking about. He's in play against J.A. Happ. I left off, or I missed him somewhere. Let me see where he's at. Oh, he's only third base eligible. That's why I missed him. We'll get to him in a minute. So back to second base. I mentioned Hanser Alberto at 3,600. Very strong play tonight. And then as you go down, maybe a Cesar Hernandez if you're stacking the Indians. David Fletcher let us down last night at $3,200 against Marco Gonzalez, second base, third base eligible. Go right back to that well if you need some value. Kiki Hernandez versus the lefty Ray at 3,100, second base outfield eligible. Another nice piece of value there when it comes to the second base position. And then the last one, Jose Peraza, second base shortstop versus Steven Matz is 2,300. Peraza's been leading off versus lefty, so keep an eye on that. You get the leadoff bat for the Red Sox at 2,300. Nice little punt action for you in that one. All right, going to third base position, you got Rendon at 54. He's in play versus Marco for sure. When you're looking at those halos, team total of 5.7, second highest. It's just behind the New York Yankees. Lefties, 346. Righties, 298. So some reverse splits versus Marco in the past, but still almost hitting 300 for righties. We know Rendon's not your average righty, so that's good stuff there. Justin Turner at 52 is not bad. Rafael Devers facing Matz, but he's been heating up. He's doubled in three or four straight games. So if you want to look at Rafi, he could be a nice contrarian play, as I think Red Sox will actually come in kind of low-owned versus Matz in this one. Team total of only 4.2, one of the lower totals on the slate. Lefties hit 339, right? He's only 316 versus Steven Matz last season. So get a nice lefty-lefty match there with Devers at 49 for low ownership and a GPP. You can go that way. Mentioned DJ LeMahieu at 44. Solid, solid strike there. If Andujar cracks the lineup for Miguel at 43, not too shabby. But I mentioned earlier, Carlos Santana, the Indians are super cheap because Jose Berrios on the bump. I get it. Berrios could have big time upside stuff. But he's been kind of off, and he was off in opening days, off a little bit last year. J-Ram, Jose Ramirez, like 4,200 is extreme value in this scenario. So if you want to be contrarian with the Indians, Jose Ramirez, very nice spot for you there. Manny Machado at 41 went deep last night. He's swinging a decent stick. Good price point there with Machado at 41 if you want to fade the Giants and their Gossman opener situation there. It's going to be another ugly bullpenny game for the Gigantes. The guy I was looking for at first base, but now he's only third base all as well because DraftKings likes doing that kind of cool stuff. Renato Nunez, $3,800 versus Hap. Nunez will be hitting in the middle of that Orioles lineup. A lot of thump with that bat versus lefties, $3,800 in play. J.D. Davis is way too cheap versus Martin Perez. J.D. Davis, third base outfit eligible. This should be a staple in a lot of lineups tonight. $3,700 versus Martin Perez. Should be hitting about fourth for the Mets versus the lefty. Went deep two nights ago. Had the night off last night. Someone to definitely keep on your ledger there. Kyle Seager, only $3,500 versus Bundy. If you're fading Bundy, Seager worth the look for you. There, I mentioned David Fletcher earlier. He's second base, third base eligible. So lots of options at third base. Really good stuff. A lot of multi-position guys at third base as well. So keep an eye on them. Heading to shortstop, you have Fernando Tatis Jr. at 52. The Padres will be in play again tonight. You got to keep them in mind. They will definitely be live. They're a little pricey, but they will be live. Mitch Gleyber Torres at 51. Dansby Swanson's been swinging well. But Amed Rosario, 4,700 versus Martin Perez. Likely leading off for the Mets. If you're stacking up the Mets, Rosario is a good play there. Not a one-off at that price point, but if you're stacking up the Mets, definitely give Ahmed and company a look there. Nico Goodrum at 44, not bad. He's been playing really well. But again, another Indian, Francisco Lindor, only $4,200 versus Jose Barrios. Some guy to definitely keep in mind. Jorge Polanco is only 37 versus Bieber. Nice cheapie there. Alberto Mondesi, only 3,300. I know he's been struggling a ton. He did triple last night and scored a run, got 10 DK points. But a great spot versus Ivan Nova at only 3,300. Don't sleep on him if you need some value with some upside in a very favorable matchup for Mr. Alberto Mondesi. And then if you go cheap, I mentioned Jose Peraza earlier. That'll be one of your main cheapies on this one. Let's head to the outfield. You know, Trout's in a great spot. Acuna's in a great spot. But like Mookie Betts at 56 versus Ray, I like the sneakiness there because he'll kind of get overlooked in that matchup. Giancarlo at 55 is great, but give me Aaron Judge for 49. For 600 cheaper, I will take Aaron Judge in that matchup. I know they're both great. It's just like one of those deals I talk about with Betts and Bellinger and some of these guys. If you're going to play the stack or whatever, give me the cheaper one. That might be the easy way out. But when they're so close in what they are, I'll save the $700 or the $600 in this scenario and go elsewhere with that money. So give me Judge over Stanton at both solid. Solid looks for you. J.D. Martinez versus the lefty Mats at 51. Very, very much in play in that game. Going down farther, like Aaron Hicks hits lefties just fine. He went deep last night. He's 4,700. Could be sneaky nice there. Brett Gardner. I mentioned Shohei Ohtani, but Mike Yastrzemski, two dongs last night. He's 4,400. Not a must play, but just someone to keep in mind there. David Peralta, if you want to fade Stripling, Stripling could be popular tonight. Peralta at 43, get some Ketel Marte to go with him. Could have some nice little fadeability in that one. Austin Hayes versus J.A. Happ. Hayes should be leading off the Orioles at 42. Mentioned, you know, Hayes, Alberto, Nunez. There's going to be some other options there. Iglesias hit in the middle of the order. Keep an eye on that lineup. He's super cheap and super low owned. It's Happ. He can definitely be hit by righties. Whit Merrifield at 41. I like that quite a bit. You get to the Twins. If you want to fade Bieber, Eddie Rosario, he went deep last night. He's 4K. Max Kepler's 4K. A couple cheapies there. You got Anthony Santander, another Orioles, only 4K against Hap. So lots of options down here. Trent Grisham hit a bomb last night. He's only 3,800 versus Gossman. Like, even if you're not stacking the Padres, that is a very nice value play with Trent Grisham. This guy can rake. Talked about him in the preseason for season long. Put up 25 points last night. Zero the night before, 14, 7, 5, 7. So seven or more points in four of six games this year, 14 or more in two of his last three. Being super productive, two home runs in the last three games in a great matchup tonight, $3,800, a good price point for Mr. Trent Grisham. Alex Dickerson went deep, 37, if you're looking for some Giants action there. Not the worst thing you can do. I mentioned J.D. Davis, only 37. That is way too cheap. Will Myers, 36, very good value. So you got some value here. Not a ton of pitching to pay for tonight, but there is value. Jorge Soler, only 36. I'll continue to ride these Royals in these matchups that are cheap. They have a tremendous upside. You mentioned Tyler Wade, 3,600 for the Yankees. If he cracks the back end of that lineup, could have some likability for you in that one. And then when you get cheaper, it's just kind of hit and miss what you're looking to build with your lineups. Nothing that really stands out as great, great plays. But like Brian Goodwin had a big night last night. Lefty-lefty matchup tonight might not even be in the lineup, so don't go running to that. But Kiki Hernandez at 31 is a good value. Second base outfield eligible. He's a guy that you can definitely look at. Franchy Cordero, 3K versus Nova. Franchy's struggled, no doubt about it. Good matchup versus Nova in that one. Mikel Franco, I would have talked about him, but I love him versus lefties much more than righties. Still not the worst play, but I like him versus the lefties much, much more. So all right, that'll wrap up your position by position. Recapping your pitching, like I said, my main targets, Lamet, Stripling, Bundy, and Singer. Those are the four guys I'm trying to build around. If you want to go a Bieber and a GPP or a Berrios, I get it. Not going to pay for that tonight. Steven Matz is interesting versus Boston in a GPP. Robbie Ray is interesting in a GPP. But those four guys I mentioned, Lamet, Stripling, Bundy, Singer, those are the guys I'm looking to stack up tonight. That's my targets on this slate. But when we're stacking, the Yankees are a phenomenal stack for Sean Means. They'll be very popular, but a great stack. So don't sleep on that one. The Angels are interesting. The Dodgers versus Robbie Ray as well. Angels and Dodgers, I don't see as many people flocking to them as they should. They're the second, third highest team totals. Very interesting there, but I'd rather go to the Mets versus Martin Perez, J.D. Davis, Pete Alonso and company. Really big upside on that one. And don't even sleep on Mike Conforto. He's been swinging a good stick to get to that Red Sox bullpen that he can get going for you there. The Royals versus Ivan Nova, I like that one quite a bit as well. So I kind of like the Mets Royals over the Angels and Dodgers, but we'll see how that plays out as things continue to build. Other stacks to potentially look at, the Indians is a cheap one versus Berrios if you want to be contrarian. That's a very cheap one to look at. The Diamondbacks versus Stripling, not so much, but the Orioles versus Hap. I love that as your cheaper stack. Orioles versus Hap is one I definitely want to go to, and then the Padres. So Padres, Orioles are two. The Indians can be sneaky, sneaky, but Padres, Orioles, Mets, and Yankees are my top stacks. Don't worry, like the Royals, Indians, you can take a peek at them as well. All right, quick, like we said, Jonathan Abbo asks, how do you feel about a Royals-Padres stack? If you want to be contrarian, I'm all about it. I just mentioned, I think the Royals versus Nova, very, very likable. You can go with the right side of the plate or the left side of the plate. Whit Merrifield is outstanding. Salvi and Soler are still too cheap. You got a bunch of guys you can build around in that lineup, and the Padres are in a great spot. They got the opener and then Kevin Gausman. The ball's flying out of that ballpark. You know, Myers is swinging it really well. Hosmer may be back. You got Tatis. Machado's swinging it well. Grisham's too cheap. So, Jonathan, you could stack those up really well, and it'll be very contrarian because people are going to try. They might have one of those stacks or some other stacks. They're going to try to force in the Yankees everywhere they can. And so if you can have no Yankees, you're in great shape. I'm not saying fade the Yankees because they're in a great spot, but you could go no Yankees and you're already ahead of the curve because the four pitchers I mentioned, I'd imagine are going to be pretty popular because they're in phenomenal spots. I'm like, I'm not trying to mess around with the riskier ones tonight. I do once in a while, but when I have these other options, I'd rather go there and then get goofy with my bats because there's much more volatility, much more variance in bats that you can play with. Give me the better options on the mound. So good question, Jonathan. Appreciate it. Again, guys, if you're listening just to the podcast version, I'm doing this live every morning on YouTube and Periscope, and then I put it on the podcast later. So if you jump in live, I will answer your questions, and it'll be on the show. But for now, that'll put it in the books. Again, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. I'll be back with you guys on Friday to wrap up a week of MLB DFS Quick Hits action. And I hope you guys have a great day. Good luck. And this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, July 30th. We're almost into August edition. Catch you guys later.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.